Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about ZANU-PF's attempts at re-engagement.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
I wouldn't characterize it as change as such. Maybe as far as indigenization policy and media policies and so forth, I would say perhaps it's a moderation of those policies. And we know that ZANU-PF won comprehensively on July 31st, 2013. And so perhaps ZANU-PF is feeling more comfortable in the driving seat in terms of consolidating its power base and so on.
Ngendlela eqondileyo ibimelela ukuthi kungabi khona elinye ibandla elizweni elithandwa ngamanye amazwe. Ngakho njengoba uMnumzane Tsvangirai labo bithi bengasazwana ne-MDC ingani ngasaqhinanga kangaka, mbona ngani lokhu sokuphe iZANU ixetsha lokuthi izame-ke ukukhombisana namazwe aphesheya afana labo-America, labo-Europe. Angibone ngani mina lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi ZANU kumbe isintshintshile kumbe singaba libandla elingcono kumbe sithi ubukhokheli bukapresident uMugabe sobusuke babangcono, hhayi uMugabe lokhu engumugabe.
Image yakakosha chaizvo kwavari ndirikuona zvimwe zvazviri kuitika izvozvo. Tinoona kana kumidhia ikokoko kuti marelations nemidhia vari kuedza kugadziriswa zvinova zvakanga zvisiri kuitika munguva dzakapfuura. Saka iye zvinezvi separti yakahwina nemutsindo, ndinoona sekuti hapana rizini yekuti varege kugadzirisa imeji yavo.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about ZANU-PF's attempts at re-engaging.
The ruling ZANU-PF party is signaling that it is willing to water down some of its controversial policies, such as indigenization, and tweak its foreign policy to normalize ties with the West and attract the needed investment.
What is prompting the new policy shift by ZANU-PF and seeming attempts to appease the West? Is it the economic crisis or an admission by ZANU-PF that maybe its East policy has reached a dead end?
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Honguka Gibbs nasikuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita gwara riri kutorwa nebato reZANU-PF pari zvino. ZANU-PF ndo iri kutonga ndo hurumende pari zvino. Uye tiri kuona kuti mazuva apera aya mutungamiri wenyika uye vari mutungamiri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe vanga vachitivo iko zvino havachangonotore makambani sezvavaimbotyisidzira kuti vachaita panguva yesarudzo, vachiti vachataurirana nevekunze vanenge vachida kuya kuzouchika kana kuzotanga makambani muZimbabwe pamutemo uya weindigenization we-5149 wekuti kana uchida kutanga kambani yako muZimbabwe unonzi tipe 51% yekambani iyoyo, iwotora 49%. Zviri kunzi nevamwe ndo zvaita kuti vekunzi vasauya zotanga makambani muZimbabwe, vanhu vakawanda vagumitsira vorasikirwa nemabasa. Uyezve tiri kuonawo ZANU-PF ichiti yagadzirira kuti inge ichidyidzana nenyika dzekunze, nekuti mazuva ese chese changa chanetsa musoro ukatema hanzi masanctions, pakanzi chakati masanctions. Asi iko zvino vanenge vari kuti aiwa vaakuda kuti vachitange kunyatso wirirana.
Kunjalo ke mfowethu, kukanyangazani ke ibandla leZANU-PF Blessing, njengoba sitsho kunganiselingani liyapholisa kancane ukuthi likhulume ongani kungacaphula abantu abasempumalanga entshonalanga kangazani libamba ngapha libamba ngale siyakhumbula ke blessing ukuthi ibandla leli ndalokho kuthiwa yi-look east policy kodwa i-look east le ungazani ayibisi imali kangako emnothweni welizwe ngakho sebesithi hayi ngcono bekhulumisane le ntshonalanga so ke intshonalanga kodwa akwaziyo ukuthi izavuma yini ukuthi kwenzakale khonokho kumbe kuzaphonga ukuba ize nje ukuthi liyaduma ledlule asikwazi so sifuna ukuzuthi abantu bathini ngodaba lolu kambe asizweni mahlabe zulu ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu inombolo yethu nansi 001 202 619 2077 ye litshaye kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho asikhulumeni inkundla asivuthiwe
Of course, for starters, Gibbs, people might want to recall that the West and also the U.S. government imposed the targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle. The reason being that there was democracy deficiency in Zimbabwe. So since 2003-2004, there have been these sanctions, but we have seen that there's an easing of the sanctions. And now for the sanctions imposed by the European Union, only President Robert Mugabe and his wife, Grace Mugabe, remain, and a few companies and a few individuals, though the Washington list is still very long, but the West has said that if there are reforms, it is willing to remove all the sanctions completely. And ZANU-PF, I think, also responded by embarking on this economic empowerment or indigenization, which it said that it is going to take 51%, a 51% stake in all companies that are not owned by indigenous black Zimbabweans. So even if you were white, born in Zimbabwe, you were going to be affected. You were not considered to be Zimbabwean enough. And many say that this actually led to investor flight. But we have seen gradually that there are attempts to change those policies, Gibbs.
Certainly, Blessing, this is widely considered as a very controversial kind of program that was embarked upon by ZANU-PF. At the end of the day, we remember that during the run-up to the elections, ZANU-PF was ratcheting that kind of indigenization. But thereafter, after the elections, they toned down. And I still remember when you talked to the Minister of Indigenization, he was almost vague, you know, when you asked him, are you going forward to the program? He said, yes, but, you know, the moment you introduce that word, but, you know, it becomes sort of like we are turning down some kind of issues. So let's hear from the people what they're saying. Blessing.
And I think we have our first two guests. We have Maurice Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing fine, and thanks for joining us at such a short notice. And we are also being joined by Mr. Pedzai Ruhanya, a PhD candidate at Westminster University and is also the director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute. Mr. Ruhanya, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Gibbs, maybe... Maybe
we'll start with Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, it seems as if your party is actually toning down, you know, the rhetoric against the West. Don't you think that maybe your party is trying to get more support from the West? Tell us what is going on.
Well, obviously, when the war is a bit calm, you don't continue bombarding or throwing scud missiles and all sorts of arsenal, but you fight as required, as the situation requires. So I don't think, well, we might call it turning down, but that is the level of the current war. We are fighting, ZANU-PF fights it at the current tempo.
Mr. Ruhanya, your take on this, on the promises by ZANU-PF that it's shifting its policy, for example, that when it comes to indigenization, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all and that it also wants to re-engage the West.
There is nothing surprising about what ZANU-PF is doing. It is ZANU-PF is a political chameleon. It changes colors when it suits... it's a situation. What is significant to note to use the words of Professor Moyo, who is the minister in ZANU, is that slogans have never been policies. And if his slogans masquerade as policies, the time will only tell. He once said that when he was in political exile in ZANU. Yeah. And this is what you are seeing, that the so-called indigenization policy and the law that they put in place was not meant to achieve any empirical, observable, tangible things on the ground, but was meant to hoodwink the voters, was meant to make sure that they mislead people into believing that something was to happen. But because something has not happened, that's why they are now going back to the basics, the reality of the situation. That they misled people, that they are failing to deliver, that the economy continues to dwindle, that its political fortunes having misled the population of Zimbabwe is backfiring, because there is nothing on the table, there are no jobs on the table, there is no food on the table, and the economy is threatening to go the sea. So, but the people are not stupid. Zimbabweans are not stupid. They are seeing ZANU-PF for what it is. And until ZANU-PF make peace with the Zimbabweans, really do what Zimbabweans expect them to do, to rule using democratic processes, transparent processes, accountable processes, and not this idea of thinking that they are dribbling the opposition when they are actually dribbling Zimbabweans, when they are playing with people's lives.
Thank you, Mr. Rwanya. Please do stay on the line. Rega tiende kumterere yodo kutanga mkoma Felix Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi wo.
Aiwa isu tirinani zvedu mkoma Felix. Nyaeri mdariro mainzwa iyi. Hurumende yeZANU-PF inenge iri kuti haichangoti chero munhu wese arada kutanga kambani muZimbabwe yoti tipe zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana kana kuti 51%, uye ichiti iruda kuedza kuti itange kudyidzana nenyika dzekunze nemasangano akaita sana World Bank nana IMF. Munoiona sei nyaya iyi?
Nyaya iyi inonetsa zvikuru. Pakuti ndinopa muenzaniso wekuvaka imba chaiwo. Imba inotora makore akawanda kuti uivake. Asi kuipwanya zvinotora maawa mashoma-shoma. Anenge kana 3 hours unogona kupwanya imba yakavakwa in 5 years. Saka ndozvakaitwa nebato reZANU-PF. Saka ZANU-PF, kana wari vanhu vanoda kuvaka nyika, even MDC iyoyi ngavatange vadyidzana neMDC. Younza vanhu vayo vanowirirana navo munyika. Vanhu ivavo vobatira kuvaka nyika. ZANU-PF younzawo vanhu vayo vanovaka nyika. Zvepolitics hazvife zvakashanda. Kurwa kufe kwakavaka nyika. Saka handioni zvichibudirira panguva diki iri kutevera. Ndozviona zvichibudirira pamakore 30 anotevera, not makore mashoma-shoma.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Felix nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda nekundipa mukana. Ndinotendawo nevakuru veZANU-PF vauya kuzomirira bato ravo kuti vanzwe kuti isusu varidzi venyika tiri kuno tinoti chii. Ngavateerere mashoko edu atinotaura, kwete kuita humbimbi ndoga. Ndatenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Felix. Of course, Felix is appreciating the presence of Morris Ngwenya. Of course, we do not say Morris is representing ZANU-PF. He's a party member and he's coming in his personal capacity, of course. But he's saying he does appreciate his presence, and his contribution, and hopes that whatever he has to say, meaning Felix the listener, he hopes that Morris will be able to listen to that again. And he's also saying that, sadly, it is very easy to destroy what you have built. So he says this re-engagement might take 30 years to court him.
We really appreciate your presence, Mr. Ngwenya. And at the end of the day, I think you heard what Mr. Ruhanya was saying. He is assuming that you're actually tripling Zimbabweans. You are not telling the truth as far as he's concerned. There is no peace within ZANU-PF. There's no peace in the country. And so at the end of the day, your re-engagement strategy is based on a crisis level. Do you actually agree with what he's saying? I know you disagree.
So obviously, Mr. Rwanya is maybe has been in the diaspora for a long time, and
No, I was in Zimbabwe last week. I don't live here. Don't lie.
Oh, go ahead, Mr.
The indigenization has born. If you go to the tobacco auction floor today, you find thousands of people who benefited from indigenization, that is from the land reform program. And I would like to remind people that this indigenization is informed by the principles that were born by the liberation struggle. That is why people went to the liberation struggle. That is why people went to war. Mm-hmm. And let me also remind people that, of course, I hear people saying there's a shift in policy. Uh-huh. Let us correct that. Uh-huh. Indigenization is a law. Uh-huh. Any changes to it must go to Parliament, where that law may be amended. At the moment, it's only a proposal that exceptions should be there. But as it is, the law hasn't been amended. Of course, there are concerns that, well, there should be exceptions here and there. But as far as I'm concerned, that law hasn't been amended yet. And as we stand, people should benefit a lot more from their resources as compared to what we've seen in the past, where people are mere employees, are mere spectators in the economy. As we speak, of course, as much as we might need foreign direct investment, but most of the economic woes that we have in this country are caused by saboteurs, those who want to prove ZANU-PF wrong, those who are actually trying to prove their point.
I hope you're also talking about the likes of Cuthbert Duwe, you know, Salargate, and all those thieves that are associated with your party. Those are the real saboteurs. Don't look for imagined saboteurs. Look at the people in your party, in government, that have been responsible for Stone Age corruption. You need to be reminded to be charity begins at home.
Let me
don't start talking about phantom saboteurs when he has saboteurs in cabinet.
Go ahead, Mr. Ngwenya.
Yes, so there are some unscrupulous elements that might go and behind parties, but what we know is ZANU-PF is a very principled party led mm-hmm. by the leader, President Mugabe, who tolerates no nonsense on so-called unscrupulous behavior. Therefore, if you are going to single out here and there behaviors that you might see, that does not define ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is a big party that was formed way, way long time ago. And those are the principles that you should look at, not singling out here one or two deviants.
Mr. Ruaya?
I don't think it's worth, commenting what my colleague is talking about. There are clear examples that even his so-called, party leader knows, starting from the Pawen scandal in the 1980s involving, maize. Talking about the Willowgate scandal, it happened under President Robert Mugabe. Talking about the War Victims Compensation Fund, it happened under President Robert Mugabe. Where ministers, including the vice president, said she was 90% disabled, but she is in government. So, it doesn't serve any purpose if people cannot agree that they have made mistakes, if people are not agreeing that corruption is everywhere in both the public and the private sectors. But also, to go back to what Ms. Ngwenya said, if government says that it wants to address the law, the Indigenization Act that he has said, then what it needs to do is to take measures legally, go to Parliament, amend that law, and speak from a principled, empirical, observable, tangible position where they say now that they've realized the fallacy of their laws, they've amended the law to mean 1, 2, 3. Then we can start from there. But like I have said, the first thing that the government of ZANU-PF needs to do is to make peace with its own citizens, is to make peace with its own people. Charity begins at home. They can go to Indonesia, they can go to Honolulu, they can go everywhere, try to look for friends. But the truth of the matter is that there is no friendship among Zimbabweans. So they must make peace in Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF also, to just to bring to the attention of the public, has put sanctions
on its own people. When you talk of the Public Order and Security Act, that is sanctions against Zimbabweans. Access to Information and Protection of Private Act, that is sanctions against Zimbabweans. When people are not allowed to register to vote, that is sanctions against Zimbabwe. People like you in the diaspora are not allowed to vote. We say that people went to war. They also went to war to have Zimbabweans have the right to vote, the one man, one vote. You know, which is not existing. People in the diaspora are not allowed to vote. So what piece is ZANU-PF talking about when people are not allowed a basic fundamental liberation induced the right to vote, one man, one vote? Where is it now? Mm-hmm. When people even in South Africa, Botswana, are not allowed to vote.
Thank you.
When people are not allowed even to register to vote in Cholocho, you have to bring a ZANU-PF counselor, a ZANU-PF person, a war veteran for you to be able to register to vote. The voters' roll actually is a secret. These people are not serious.
Thank you, Mr. Ruhanya. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's attempts at re-engaging the international community. And of course, we are talking about the policy of indigenization and also attempts to mend ties with the West. And our guests this evening, we have Maurice Ngwenya, a ZANU-PF activist and political analyst, Pedzisai Ruhanya. And Gibbs, regatende kubatereri. Tina mkoma blessing, sasita wangu. Magadi mkoma blessing. Magadi. Aiwa tiripo nyaeri mudariro mainzwa. Muri kuona sei panga gadziriswe sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Magadi apana kundonge zvanopesi yabva kuhurumende. Kuzvindiyo iri kuparadza upfumi hwenyika. Mukatarisa kubva muna 1980 pakatorwa nyika. Tora Zimbabwe rakanga rakasimba kupfuura dzimwe nyika dzakawanda kana vana America. Bati rakapedzisira radiona vakatanga kudzinga vanhu mabasa neisapu nezvakasiyana-siyana. Saka havana kana zvimwe zvinyowano zvavangatitiye zvekuti tingateerere kuti munyika mune zvaakuitwa. Zvatongoziva zvinokwaniswa nezvanupf kubira paelections, kuponda nokuuraya vanhu, kuba upfumi hwenyika, kutambisana mari dzine mazero asinganyoriki kana pakombyuta. Ndongo zvavanonyatsogona zvekuti nyika inotongwa sirika tinogadziswa sei havazvizi izvozvo. Handifungiri pane zvimwe zvinoshamisa zvavangatitiye.
Saka muri kuti zviri kuitwa izvi hapana chinobuda?
Namboambesimunga akadai nemanga muri mini zvetsa mukauya kunyika yamusingazivi kuti upfumi hwangu huchanogara sei. Umurika mwana karegeresereka akangofunga ngozongoyokotora kana ngosvika achingotora kanzi ndiye zano. Saka akabvunzwena uye zvimuchino. Hakuna nyika yakadaro. Hakuna nyika yakadaro inenge nyika yakaparara. Nyika inotoda kutogarawo mhuka zvadzo dzichingofuura dzisina mutemo. Mhuka haina mutemo kauti yarara pavi inenge chiri payarara pavirigwa nezuva.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma blessing nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda Gibbs.
Utende munomuzano blessing.
Blessing is saying he does not see any change happening under the current ZANU-PF government.
And sikesiti nzwe njalo sikhuluma lo munomuzano moyo osecinweni. Baba moyo ungawutshona njani?
Aisachona ngati kwangapera mira
sichone kakhulu kunjani egoli khona
hayi goli namhlanje kuyavanda
akuphosela kumnumzana moya
lava vatakula nto vasenzela zona especially ekukhangeleni kwama-policies ukuthi vanento abazilungisisayo ngaphandle kokuthi bafuna ukuthi silimbane kuphela ukuthi makampani lava abalezi mali zawo veleta izimali babuye bazoyinvesta baqede lapho babahlamukele babaxotshe futhi bathathe izinto zabo bafake ezikwameni zabo. Akulenye into abangayenza, behluleka ukulungisa imigwaqo, behluleka ukulungisa izikolo, behluleka yonke into, kathesi kwehlula ngisho ungabona abantu besehluleka ukufundisa abantwana besikolo abancinyane ezintandane bonke lezi zinto bazivalisile manje ngendaba zokwehluleka kuyini abangakwenza. Akula lutho kuphela ngaphandle kokuthi bafuna ukuhuga izimali zabantu ukuthi zibuye mazibuye bathathe bafake ezikhwameni zabo kuphela. Ayikho into abangasenzela yona laba bantu labo.
Imigwaqo
ibolile ngamagodi, ngama-pothole, yonke into kathesi into zashiya zakhiwe ziyalokhu zisiya phansi ngamandla kula nto basenzela yona.
Ye, siyakuzwa khona ngapho-ke mnumzana Moyo. Kodwa ubona ngazani po-ke umzamo wabo uyaphelela ngaphona lo ukuthi bakhulumisane la mazwi entshona la?
Hayi, la mazwi entshona la ngamboni mna kungadosiswana kuhle because ngaphandle kokuthi bona batshintshe umqondo wokwenza, kodwa mbona ukuthi bayatshintsha, batshintshi la umqondo ngaphandle kona besiya phambili. Ungakhangela tesam ama-roadblock maningi kakhulu ma usiye ekhaya, amapolisa bathatha izimali bafake ezikhwameni, izimra la emabhoda lapha yenza sanhlando bathaphuza bafake ngiloo lalowo ungene osemalini kuphela abana-control bavunyela ukwenza sanhlando loo uthathe efake esikhwameni sakhe loo la ethathe efake esikhwameni sakhe. Sawu urhulumente uzayithola aphi imali yokudivelopha abantu besenza sanhlando kanjalo elizweni?
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Moyo khona ngapho ke eGoli uwathilele kusasa
hawu
umoya uyaphosa lapho. Umoyo uthi you know blessing ZANU-PF wants to entice investors to come to Zimbabwe and then at a later stage you know pounce on those companies and just nationalize them, and then at the end of the day he says that country is in tatters.
Corruption, know, everywhere. Corruption. The border.
People just do what they want. You know, you charge customs duty, you take that money into your pocket, you do anything, anyway, like the police, you know, are manning roadblocks.
Magambos, what is the company? I have to brew my hands, GND shoes.
Yeah.
Paganzi, the indigenous regions is one of Chiangwa, Chatanga. Nenana kamushinda vachitanga ndikutora kambani atora kambani ya akuti maworkers akatanga kushanda kuma 1975 vachandira kambani yei akunzi kwai pension yako ipeya yeshangu saka ndo indigenization here yekuti vanhu venyu vaite nhamo vanhu venyu vatambure iye atora mari yese ndikutora mari kambani ya ndokubva yavharwa kubhuruwayo ndokutora mari ya ndokuinda naye kuharare akuita zvaanoda zvake nezvimwe zvinhu zvaanoita zvisinei nevanhu saka ivo vacho vambopiwa mukana uyoyu vamwe vedara chii chavaita chinoonekwa ndio vana Chiyangu vanenge vachingobuda zvendi nemari uchipa vanhu pensheni yeshangu wapedza kudero kuti kwai isisu takazi takarwira rusunguro wakarwira rusunungukenini rwokuti mupe vanhu pensheni neseverance package yebhutsu.
Regai titore umwe muteereri ari parunhare. Tina vatorima, makadii vatorima?
Ini ndiri nani zvangu, makadii ikoko?
Aiwa, tiri nani zvemutowa, kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Hai, chokwadi.
Tiudzei wetinzwe zvamaonero amuri kuita nezvegwara riri kutorwa nebato reZANU-PF.
ZANU-PF matsotsi. Hapana chavanokwanisa kuchinja. They have been pushed to the wall nemamiri aita zvinhu munyika. And havachina kwavanokwanisa kuenda because chavaona chii kuma western nhasi, vaitsangira is a puppet of the west. Vaakutsvagei kwavari. Indigenization vakaisevenzesa vachitaurirwa nanatsvangirai vari muinclusive government kuti haigoni kusevenza indigenization zvichida zvema 51%. Saka vana vezimbabwe vanofanira kunyatsotaurirwa chokwadi chokuti ZANU-PF iri kutaura nemamiri akaita zvinhu iye zvinezvi kuda kudada kuzvidza vanhu vakanaka ivo vasina kunaka. Ibere rinenge rinouya rakara rakapfeka dehwe regwai. Ndo mamiri akaita ZANU-PF. Hapana kana chokwadi chokuti zvaanoti vanoda kuti vanhu vokumawestern ivo vairiane look east police vasingazivi kuti nana China nazvo dzee dziri kumawestern ikoko bhozi hakuna chinobuda nemachinese hakuna kana chinobuda iye zvezvi munyika ini ndinogara muno mandinogara zvinhu zvakanyatsokumira kuti izvi zvakanyatsokumira hapana kana chinhu chiri kufamba saka vanyatsokuzviona kuti nokuti izvezvi hazvisi kufamba vaona kuti vaite inclusive government Morgan Tsvangirai haabvumi vakafungidzira kuti kuda zvikuri kuita tunyonganyonga
vakavatorima chimbobatai vatorima imbobatai todzoka kwamuri
chinja maitiro ndoyokaita kuchinja
varuhanya rambai muri parunhare nava
darlene nava tu senior tu let me nava.